Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
This week we are looking at the Psalms and we're looking at some things that King David has taught us. I suppose lessons that
wrote
you've
about.
Taken
yes.
from a reading David in the Psalms. And what I loved about this week was your comparison between some of the Psalms, like how in one Psalm it's like David's like, Woe is me. Yeah. Life is tough. Oh my gosh, I didn't sleep well tonight. You know, it makes me think today, I know you're looking after little granddaughter Abigail because she had a terrible night's sleep.
Yes.
And we know the effects of a terrible night's sleep
the next day
on not only us, but also young 5-year olds and how that comes out. Like, we know what it's like to have a terrible night's sleep.
Yeah, you then get really grumpy at the end of the day.
Yeah. We're expecting her to crash
no
at any
patience.
Moment.
Yep. Yes.
But just, yeah, like, so you're talking about Psalm 22 where he goes, where are you, God? You've forsaken me. I didn't have any sleep last night, you know. And then I loved the comparison between the literally the next Psalm, Psalm 23. Oh, God, you refresh me. You know, you are my shepherd. You lead me. You know, it almost feels
but
like the tone
like
of
that?
The psalm changes.
Yeah, are we not like that? One day is good and the other day is terrible.
Oh, sometimes I'm from morning to afternoon. It's like that. But yeah, like, so for what I got out, first point I was thought of is David is real and honest before God.
He's vulnerable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he says, hey, God, this is how it really is.
Yep.
You know, I'm frustrated
with you.
This is
how I see it.
This is, yes. Yeah, that's
right.
This
is how I
see it. Because we know God's the same. Hey.
Yeah.
Prime example of us changing all the time.
Yes.
And God's the same.
Yes.
But yeah, I just loved the honesty that we get from David in him expressing and sharing his relationship with God, what he's going through. And then I liked that comparison between the I haven't slept last night to the next day. Oh God, you're amazing.
Yes.
You know?
You refresh my soul.
Yeah. And that's Psalm 23. And that's the next thing I put. So one thing we know is like we can be honest with God.
Yeah.
All the time. And then the next thing is that God refreshes us. And I think we get refreshed though. Well, God can refresh us anytime. But when we come to God with honesty, then we're allowing him that space. Like even if it's a frustration, we've gone to God with that.
Yeah, but if we've come to God and started the conversation, we're actually saying to God, well, then you have a right to then converse with me. You are being open to hearing what you have to say. You might not like what God has to say. But I think because it's a two-way relationship, it's not just one way.
Yeah.
Whereas when we have prayers and we petition to the Lord all the time about pray for this, pray for this, pray for this, it's like me, ask.
Yeah.
Whereas here, you're just telling him how you feel, what's going on.
Yeah.
You're being open and honest. Mm. I feel like the Psalms is reading David's prayer journal. You know?
Yep.
Because if people read mine, I'd probably be a bit erratic like that. One day this and next day this and another day something else.
Yep. Just the up, like I think it shows the ups and downs of life and ups and downs of our relationship with God in terms of, like you said, our perspective.
Yes.
Of how we're experiencing life and therefore what we think then means, oh, God, you're not talking to me.
Yes.
You know? No.
You've forsaken me.
Yeah. But actually it's me who probably isn't listening or didn't get the good sleep last night, so is in a bit of a grump. The last psalm that you shared was Psalm 51, which to me always speaks of God's mercy and how we can be honest with God in asking for forgiveness.
Yes, and you know, there's times, there's some people who every day do a prayer of contrition of asking God's forgiveness. But also like facing by the end, like at the end of the day going, well, how did I go as a Christian today, Lord?
Yeah.
and you look at your life and you go, oh, didn't do well there.
Mm.
I did okay there. You know, that type of thing.
Reassessment, yeah.
Yeah, like really, really opening up yourself and being vulnerable to God and assessing, though, how you went, and then asking the grace of God to help you for the next day.
Yep. Yeah.
And so it's like combining, I guess, the Lord, you refresh me with forgive me, Lord, for what I have done together.
Yeah.
You know, like, but prayer is so, so different every day for me. I don't do the same formula all the time, but often similar things do come into it.
Yeah.
So I'll often assess how I've gone or I don't wait till the end of the day. As soon as something's happened and the Spirit convicts me or I see it, I'll go, oh, my goodness, forgive me, Lord, or I'm sorry, Lord, or I didn't act well then. I was impatient or angry or annoyed.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't wait till the end of the day to do it. But prayer is so encompassing of my life but also different. You know, you said before, God is the same yesterday, today and forever. And me, I'm up and down, you know, depending on even the day.
Yeah. Or how hungry I am, if I'm honest.
Or just how life is. But how wonderful it is that our God is so steady and faithful that we can come to him no matter where we are, up or down in the pit, in the miry clay, you know, woe is me, or on a high because everything's going really well. But God accepts us wherever we are and loves us wherever we are and calls us on to be the best we can be wherever we are.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was making me think when you're talking about Psalm 51 and David's, you know, asking for forgiveness, he says in verse 10, create in me a clean heart, O Lord. And when you shared it in the heartbeat, and even now as I'm thinking about it, is David's asking God to create that in him. So there's this real reliance on God, you're the one who changes my heart. I can't
do it.
I can't do it myself.
No.
You know, because I am such an up and down creature, God, you've got to do this in me.
And I am so, you don't want mean to be, but sometimes you're so biased. You're so affected by how you, the environment or how you were brought up in your culture or in your family, that things can affect you and you don't realize until sometimes people point it out to you. Oh, I didn't know I was like that. Whereas you want to be, you do. Most people want to be the best, kindest, generous, the best they can be.
Yeah.
And that's what God wants for us. But it's being open and truthful about ourselves.
Which has been an ongoing theme for the last few weeks, that when we've shared in our heartbeats and the podcast, this openness to allowing God to do in us what he wants to do.
Yeah.
And last week we talked about like having our bucket that, you know, God, you can only fill it this much, but God wants to, you know, give us his living water that doesn't have a bucket. There's no containment.
No, no, that's right.
But that therefore our focus should be on him rather than our little bucket.
Yeah.
Again, this verse, created me a clean heart, O God, is about God, this reliance on him.
Yeah.
Like it has to be you, God. You're the one who does this. So for our weekly challenge, I've just got written down is to ask God, as opposed to be in each season of our life, or to just be that honest with him. Because what I've written down is that David asked God to help him in his season of life. So there's that.
Where he was at.
Where he was at. Yep. And so I suppose that's the weekly challenge really, is ask God to come and be with you where you're at.
And be honest.
And just do it over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Because he just wants that honesty. Because the truth is, he knows anyway.
He does.
And so often that being honest is us being able to then be open.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So we hope that you've really enjoyed that chat. Maybe there are some things that you've learnt from the Psalms when you've read the Psalms, and we would love to hear about them.
Oh, so yes. Share it with us.
Share it in our comments. We're always learning. We would love to hear from you, and we look forward to chatting with you again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.